I walk out into the garage to get the paper, to get in the car, to drive down to get the paper. And to my amazement, the garage door is wide open, but the alarm system is still armed. And I perfectly well remember what happened the night before, and I think to myself, Lord, it really did happen, didn't it? So I disarm the alarm system. I go over and look at the door. There seems to be nothing wrong with it. In other words, it's all intact. And I get in the car to go out and get the paper. And I backed about three-quarters of the way out of the garage. And I noticed that there was static electricity in that car to the point where there were sparks coming off my hands when I tried to touch the steering wheel. And I just got out of there. I figured, I don't know what's going on here, but obviously if this thing's going to explode, it's not going to do it with me inside. And I went back into the house, and Annie came out. We came back out and looked at the car. Seemed to be nothing wrong with it. I got in it again. It was fine. I got the paper, came home, called the alarm guy to come over and check the thing out. He comes over. And he finds that there is an incredibly very powerful magnetic field around the half of the switches, which is what prevented the thing from going off. But where did the magnetic field come from? So he replaced the switches, and it was fine after that. Then later that day, I began to get a pain in my left ear. And I touch it, and there's a lump in there that hadn't been there before. And it bothered me and bothered me. And I warded about it and got irritated from time to time. Finally, I guess it was about a year or so later, I was with Bill Mallow, who was then the director of material science at Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, a very extraordinary scientist and extremely well-respected man. And he was quite interested in this stuff because he had a long history of work on classified things, and I guess he knew enough to know that there was something of interest in this. So the implant used to go off every once in a while. It would make a buzzing noise, and my ear would turn bright red. And it happened to do that in his office. And he rushed me into a signals acquisition laboratory, but we couldn't pick anything up from it in this laboratory, unfortunately. But then I decided, well, I'm getting this thing taken out of here because I'd rather not have this in there. So I got a doctor and he was on coast to coast with me at one point, Dr. Lerma, to remove the thing. And he opens an incision above the thing. It's totally stationary in there. There's no sense. It felt to him like a little cyst that was in the inside part of my ear, the outside part of my ear. But when he opened it, he sees a little white disc in there. He touches it with a scalpel, and it shoots down, migrates down into my earlobe, inches away from where it was.
It's moving on you.
Moved fast. Away from the scalpel, leaving a little edge of it on the scalpel, which he proceeds to collect, gives to me. I take it to Mallow, who calls me back the next day and says, under the microscope, it's got cilia on it. That is to say, little microscopic tentacles that would enable it to move. And I think, oh my, how much I want this out of my head.
Yeah, really.
And I think maybe I ought to just have the ear removed entirely.
or the head.
Yeah, there's a burning sensation. It moves back up into the original spot. And then I decided, maybe I better just leave it alone. Maybe something bad would happen to me if I removed it. So I left it there. And subsequently, it used to turn on and stuff, especially if I was looking at pictures of the grays, I could make it turn on by doing that. And that happened once in front of witnesses, quite a number of them. And then I began to be able to use it. I began to be able to I can't even articulate exactly what I mean because I'm not far enough along with it yet. But yes, I do think it might be some sort of communications device. And if I ever get that straightened out, I'll let people know in more detail. But it's been in my ear now for many years, and it hasn't hurt me. I've just accepted its presence. It's there right now as we speak.
And do you think it's biological or mechanical or both?
It's biomechanical, whatever it is. You can, on my website, in fact, if you're a subscriber to my website, you can see a video of the doctor's attempt to remove it with Anne laughing away and everyone's very merry except me. You know, I'm just sort of sitting there because I'm hearing that it's not going to be able to be taken out. But the whole thing, everything I've described is quite real. There's nothing false about it at all. It actually happened.